No Jewish woman can be bold enough to come naked around a Jewish man and shake body. So it is not done. It's strange among them. But here they are because they were trained for that. As soon as they landed, those guests were loose. Kiriki, 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 kiriki. And before you know what, free for all. And Balak is saying, go ahead, your sister, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Balak was saying, go ahead. Push them, push them. Go, go. Carry them. Enter bush. Carry them. Go, go. Continue. And they committed whoredom. And the food that was sacrificed to their idols was what they ate in that feast. Baal is the name of their god. It was the feast of Baal Paul. It was a feast unto their god. So that their god will be happy to destroy those strangers. On the advice of a man of God, Balaam. And the anger of God was kindled. What Balaam could not achieve by cursing them. Now God himself now came down and released his plague among the people, and one day 24,000 Jews died. One day 24,000 died through the doctrine of Balaam, the teaching of Balaam. He taught them how to stumble the children of God. Until today, that doctrine is still on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When the devil discovers that he cannot get you to do anything, hallelujah, a witch cannot curse you. A wizard cannot, occulty people cannot get you. Because every time, here you are. Here you are. On fire. On fire. On fire. The next thing he may turn and look at you is to cause you to stumble. Very innocently with a brother. A brother that you decided to make your prayer partner, sister. And before you know what, brother, 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 before you know what is happening, something don't happen. Brother, 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 you sweet, oh brother. Amen. How can brother kiss sister? Where do you see a brother kissing his sister? Which culture? Which tradition? Brother and sister, and brother and sister, and brother and brother and sister, brother, brother, sister. Where do you see that happening? It's an abomination in the house of God. And when you do that, God will come down and withdraw his grace from you. Then Satan will say, you don't free. And then you are wondering, what is happening? Why is my life upside down? The grace has been withdrawn. Not by a witch, not by a wizard, but by God himself. Because the truth is this. The angels of God encamped round about them that fear God. Hebrews 1:14 says they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heir of salvation. Angels of God are all around us. But any time you defile yourself, they stay away from you. Because they cannot behold iniquity. And once the angel steps out, a demon will step in. Because there must be a spirit to follow you. And people don't know it. Praise God. The Bible said, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. What is sin? Every act of unrighteousness is sin. Every act of unrighteousness is Sin. Sin is sin. And once the devil comes, get you to be cut off from the heavenly glory, then his own glory will come upon you. And when satanic glory comes upon you, you know it is confusion, for he has his own trinity. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the trinity of the devil. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Balaam is a doctrine that led the children of God. According to that verse 16, he said he taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. That is why he taught Balak. Balaam taught Balak. And till today, there are Balaams that are preaching in churches. Every pastor that teaches it doesn't matter gospel is another Balaam. How can you say, God will say this? You say, no. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It is written that it is abomination for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. And a man of God is saying, no, it doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is another Balaam talking. From the pulpit, oh. Balaam. Church, it's not every advice you take, oh. Jesus Christ said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the Bible says that they understood that he meant the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. There are some doctrines that are poison. They are cooked, meant to separate you from God and bring the wrath of God upon you. How can you dress anyhow and go before God's presence? How can you come anyhow before God's presence? In the Old Testament, you have to cleanse. There must be cleansing, purification. Anytime you are going to God's presence, Jacob was told to go to Bethel and worship the living God. Make an altar there and worship God. He told his family, this is what the Lord told me to do. Now that we are going to his presence, he said, the first thing he said, put away all the strange gods and be ye cleansed. Clean up yourself. It means in Israel, before you go before God's presence, you cannot go anyhow. You must first check yourself. And it is the same God of Israel we are serving today. He never changes. You can't come to him anyhow. The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see God. Without holiness. Without holiness. You can't come to his presence anyhow and call it grace. Grace of God must not be turned to disgrace. Speak about people turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. It's wrong. The grace of God that appeared before men, the Bible says, teaching us. That grace is supposed to teach us something. It's supposed to teach us that we should abstain from all evil. You have not yet found the grace of God. Because the grace of God came to enable us to live a life of holiness. If you are still living a filthy lifestyle, you have not experienced the grace of God. The grace of God did not come and say, you can come anyhow, it doesn't matter. You can wake up from your boyfriend's house and bath and put perfume and come to church, it doesn't matter. It's a good God. It's a good God. It's a good God, Abby. Not only that one you see. You did not see another scripture that says he's a consuming fire. That God that is a good God has a period where he's displaying his goodness. Another time is going to come where he will show you he's a consuming fire. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are worldly doctrines that are meant to just cause to destroy the children of God. Do you imagine that there are churches that organize Valentine party? It's a doctrine of Balaam. What has Valentine got to do with Christianity? Let single brothers and sisters come together and mix together. That is what happened. That was what Balaam said. That's opportunity. Come and show yourselves love. Come and show yourself love. The Bible says, give them a holy kiss. Holy kiss. If a holy brother kisses a holy sister, it is a holy kiss. So kiss yourself. Kiss yourself. It's Valentine. The doctrine of Bella. You go and organize picnic. 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 They organize picnic. Picnic. If you will organize picnic, say, workers, church workers, we have been working so hard. Bring your wives. And let's go and go out of town and have some refreshment. Stay away from a bind, a cast out, I lose for some time. That's understandable. If you are coming with your wife, I come with my wife. But they don't organize it like that. A single brother and sister, let's go for picnic. You know what they're encouraging you to do. After all, I know a church that was distributing condoms. It's a holy condom. It's a holy condom. Praise the Lord. The only true condom that anybody must wear that will be effective, that will stop you from committing fornication, is the fear of God. That's the only condom. Because he says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, he said, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. He said, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. He said, know you not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost that dwell in you? He said, if a man defile the temple, him will God destroy. Is that not enough for you to fear him and stay away from fornication? A more abominable is a man that will be married and still have girlfriend outside. Though anytime I hear that, I know such a man has a psychiatric problem. It's true, it's not a normal person. It's a psychiatric problem, and if you see such a man, take him to the psychiatric hospital. Now that is the truth. He should be put in chains, because if you lose him, he's still going again. Praise God. How can you have a wife at home and still have another woman outside? And above all, you are holding Bible. You are a church member. You kneel down. Father, in the name of Jesus. What Jesus? Which Jesus? Do you know him? Of course, these days, there's no more fear of God. There's no more fear of God. That name Jesus means nothing to so many people now. Everywhere, there are stickers of Jesus. Jesus is the owner of this business. Everywhere, Jesus is the owner of this business. If you go to a prostitute's room now, the sticker is there. Have you not seen it before? How many people have seen it before? Nobody has seen it. Jesus is the owner of this business. He's a silent listener to every conversation. The pest is there. In prostitute room, who has seen it before? Nobody here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the Trinity of Balaam. The way of Balaam. The error of Balaam. And the doctrine of Balaam. God hates them all. May you not be found guilty of this in the name of Jesus. Can we stand up now? Can we stand up and take a prayer point? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not every preacher that is a servant of God, though. That's why I say, don't judge a preacher by the gift he operates. Judge him by the Bible, the word of God. Whether he's preaching contrary or according to the word of God, the Bible. Hallelujah. Let none of this spirit come near me, Lord. That is our prayer. Let me not go the way of Balaam. Let me not go by the error of Balaam. Let that spirit of Balaam not come near me for any reason, Lord. Open your mouth and wave that spirit away from you. Say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. That's the reason, Lord, we're taking this message. Help me, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus, help me. Pray, 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 pray.
Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Thy grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Thy grace is enough for me. Give me grace.
overcoming power.
This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Anointing flow in my life. Over my head to toe. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. Anointing flow in my life. Over my head to toe. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In such messages, I expect other people to go on their knees and cry out for mercy. Sometimes you preach such a hard messages, and when you look at the people, you don't have any grip. The Lord will never allow what we hear to be to our condemnation. But we being obedient will be justified to stand before him, not being wanted, in the name of Jesus Christ. Gracious God, we want to thank you for the hours spent in fellowship around the world. Eternal God, your word has gone forth in righteousness. Daddy, may imitate us and produce Christ in our soul, in the name of Jesus Christ. Dependable Father, where we have been found guilty, give us the heart of humility to be sober and repent in the name of Jesus Christ. Eternal God, where we are weak, O our Father, let your own strength be made strong in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let the word and the labor of the servant of God, let it not be in vain in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, to conform. Help us, O God, to abide. Help us, O God, to be transformed. From the heaven, from the earthly thing to the heavenly thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Dependable Father, the word I've been sowing to our heart tonight, oh God. Father, water it by yourself, because you are the one that choose us, even by your foreknowledge. Therefore, let your eternal counsel and purpose be fully fulfilled and realized in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dependable Father. Thank you, dependable Daddy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Can I hear amen again? Give the Lord a clap of the church. Hallelujah. Okay, you may sit down. You may sit down. Shake hands with somebody, say God bless you. Judge somebody's handshake and tell him God bless you. Tell him the Lord will visit you here today. Tell him, don't worry, the Lord will answer you here today. Please tell him positively with confidence. Tell that person positively with confidence. The Lord will meet you here today. If you are sure, tell him with confidence. Do you mean what you are saying? Of course. If you are here for the first time, welcome to the Brother Assembly, the Church of the Firstborn. You are come under the covenant of the voice of the seven angels. The Lord surely will meet with you here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, quickly, we want to take some testimonies. Amen. We want to take some testimonies so that those that possess ice cream faith, when they hear your testimony, their faith will become block faith. So that tonight they will receive their own testimony also. Amen. Without wasting time on that, I want to see brothers, for time management's sake. Three brothers and three sisters. Amen. The first three brothers that will raise up their hand, and the first three sisters raise up their hand, they will testify. Six of them. If we still have extra time, we can take more. But for now, three this side, three this side. Yeah, brothers? Anyone there with a fantastic testimony?
We want to cheer up our heart among the brothers. Is there any hand here? Okay. That hand over there, that's hand is number one. Any other hand? That's hand there on white t-shirt number two. Any other hand? That's number three. I'm not seeing your hand, but you know yourself, number three. Okay, quickly, to the sister's side. The first three sisters, don't come here and clash at the altar. Let me see your hand now. You are number one. You know yourself. Yes, any other hand? Sister here, you are number two. Number three. That's right. If you did not raise your hand, don't come here. You wait for the next turn. Because some more time now, you will rush to me, will come together claiming one number. Amen. Okay, let the Lord a clap offering once more. Let the Lord a clap offering once more. Clap your hand to Jesus Christ, church.
Hallelujah.
Okay, number one among the brother, can you come forward now?
I am singing a new song today.
Number one among the brothers.
I am singing a new song today. What my father cannot do, he's done it in my life. I'm singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. What my father cannot do, he's done it in my life. I'm singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. What my father cannot do, there's only in my life. I'm singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. I am singing a new song today. What my father cannot do, there's only in my life. I'm singing a new song today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come, brother.
Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for what you have done for my life, especially when we took our exams. Jam. Our pastor blessed water for us. He said, if you are going for the exam, you should use it and clear your face. I'm standing here by the power of God in me. That's why what God has done. That exam that Pastor Bless Water for us, I got 300.
Clap your hand now. Wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful.
In your name be exalted.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, number one sister. Number one sister.
I gave up my God.
Number one sister.
I gave up my God. Now he make me the sign. I gave up my God. Now he make me the sign. I give up my God. I give up my God. Now he make me the sign.
It is my love.
Now he make me the sign.
It is my love.
Now he make me the sign. I give up my God. Now you make me the sign, oh. Now you make me the sign, oh. I give Baba God, oh. I give Baba God, eh.
prayer for that now. You need to hear her. Clap your hand. That means a lot. Amen.
You people might not understand, but the Lord did something great. For me to survive the battle of the enemies, I'm now in the land of the living. To God be the glory.
Clap your hand once again, church. Amen.
It started last year. I was under attack for several months. And initially, I didn't understand. I thought I was having medical problem. I was always at the hospital, going from one doctor to the other with a lot of infirmities. And when all this were going on, I noticed that I was having physical and spiritual attack in the night. Demons used to come just to disturb, to attack me, to terrify me. They did all sorts of things. In the night, they come in different forms, maybe trying to squeeze me, to beat me, or trying to get me out of bed. My night was very miserable. So, and I continue in prayer. I continue in the Lord. That's what saved my life. So, at the time, and when this attack was going on, all this demonic attack, demonic visitation, and I was having a disturbed sleep. In my dreams, I will be having a lot of attacks. Demons will be tormenting me. Snake will be after me. Somebody will be chasing me in the dream. Just my life was miserable. Health-wise, I was unable to even bend, raise my... At the time, I was just like somebody that was tied down with my hands all down. The highest I could carry was a cup of water. Even getting something out from the fridge was a problem. So my health was very down. I couldn't even turn my neck. I couldn't even bend down. I saw myself going down, and until at the time I saw my grave around. And I thank God today that connected me to Pastor Moses through my sister. That was how God saved my life.
Clap your hand, child. Clap your hand very well now, church.
And not only Pastor Moses and other servants of God, the ministers, God used them to deliver me from the hands of the enemies. Because it was the work of a desperate enemy that wanted me just, dead. But today, the Lord has delivered me. And I thank him. I'm very grateful to my God. And I'm thanking God especially for the deadliest attack I had. That was the last one that made me, come here, come to this place. Sometime ago in March, the pastor and maybe some of you that came to one Tuesday program, it was this deliverance that made me come back from United States, because I was already a dead person. But the Lord delivered me. And I thank him today.
Child, give the Lord a clap offering. What a merciful God we have. Hallelujah. Yeah.
So my brethren, just join me, follow me in praising the Lord. Because he is good.
Amen.
He has made me a winner today. Mm-hmm. Even last Sunday in my dream, he showed me that he has really given me victory. In that dream, my uncle that was always on me and fighting to destroy me, to kill me in the dream, I was able to chase him angrily in that dream.
Clap your hand now. He now pursuing the pursuer. You will pursue your pursuer in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I am not a victor, not a victim. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number second, brother.
Me.
Second,
when
brother.
My soul is in trouble, I will glorify your name.
The second brother, number two.
You deliver me when my soul is in trouble. I will glorify your name. Sing it. I will glorify your name. I will magnify your name. I will give you songs of praise. You are worthy of my praise. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Take me to your home. You promise that you will carry my load. You promise that you will be my own. I know.
Oh, yes.
Our
God will be your God.
Yes, I see. You promise that you will carry my load. Yes, I see. You promise that you will be my God. I know.
God, God is faithful. He never fails.
Take me to your kingdom.
Yes, I seek how to be a God.
Take in a put around. Me more than a come to Kenny, Jesus makes everything right.
Thank you.
I gave him my old eyes and garment.
Thank you.
He gave me a rope of pure eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm fixing today on the man.
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm
out. What is my story?
The windows of heaven.
What is my story?
The blessings are falling to earth.
What I gave
him. Give me a love of your God. I'm fixing today on the man.
Oh yeah, the hidden man. The hidden man.
I shall be showered so blessed. This is the promise of God.
Oh, yes.
There shall be season refreshing.
Oh, yes.